Totally right there. Say, aren't you internet famous, Owen Troyer? Well, I don't like to brag, but I am pretty internet famous. Wow, I never met an internet famous celebrity before. Shut up. What's going on here? Is this your ship? No, sir. I was just looking for some mundu. Mundu? Gross, dude. Bring me to whoever's in charge here. Ah! What the fuck is that thing? I don't know, dude. It looks like some kind of egg or something. Jesus Christ. Why does it look so hideous? Holy
shit! TJ, we have a problem.
I came to you as a friend, did I not? I came to you with tidings of the bountiful harvest at the Pessimist Productions Patreon. And some of you, to your credit, listen. And to you, I say commendatore. But to the rest of you, to the ones who have heard my words but not listened, I tell you, it is time for me to reveal my true nature. I hate to tell you this, but any of you out there listening to this that do not go and become a Patreon of Pessimist Productions, you will motherfucking burn! You will burn! Heed my words and heed the bountiful harvest before you. The buffet, $5 a month. You gluttonous little hogs! $5 a month gets you more contento than any one man could consume in a single sitting or a week's worth of sittings. For $10, you get everything above, plus more! How could you argue with this? Why do you force me to bear my fangs so? Could you not have loved me as the Tomat that you remember, and not the destroyer of worlds that I am? Heed my words. Become a Patreon, or everything you love will turn to ashes in your mouth. I love you all. This is Señor Tomat. Until next time, enjoy the harvest.
Yeah, brutal. Fucking brutal shit.
Dude.
Señor Tomat got a lot more sinister.
Well,
fucking trying to...
And Scotty got a lot more off cam, too.
Destroyer of worlds.
I personally blame TJ, who was in charge.
What happened? What have you done?
Dude, what are you doing, TJ?
Have you done?
I was trying to give Paul a better MySpace
angle. I was trying to...
Did they even drink?
I suspected this about Tomat for a very long
time. Stop drinking.
That there was something very sinister.
Every episode we're on, TJ, it seems like,
you know...
Gatorade.
Okay, it's Windex. I don't know.
Yeah, we know. We know.
I should believe you drink Windex, TJ. You seem like the kind of guy that would do that.
I can't believe that.
Whatever, you Mountain Dew drinking piece of shit.
Dude, I'm telling you guys, I do not drink Mountain Dew. The guy is lying about
me. I'll tell you what, dude. I think next time we have a meetup, wherever it might be, and you guys are free to throw us suggestions, by the way. Wherever it might be, I think everyone should bring Mountain Dews for Scotty, dude.
Clearly, he will be. He drank them all night at the last one.
Yeah, I mean, like, dude, we kept. I never saw Scotty without a 20 ounce Mountain Dew. He's like, yeah, how about some whiskey or something? He's like,
he would just pour it into his Mountain Dew. He'd be like, oh, thanks, and he'd pour it into his Mountain Dew and mix it with his Mountain Dew and drink it.
Paul, what was that crazy ass motherfucker you liked that did that Mountain Dew song from the Mental Asylum?
Oh, Daniel Johnston.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a great Mountain Dew song that everybody should go listen to.
No, if you guys want a laugh, or you know, I don't know, even beyond just the laughter, it's kind of interesting to listen to.
I mean, this is nonsense, TJ. I clearly don't drink Mountain Dew. Have you ever seen me drink Mountain Dew?
Yeah,
every
day.
Once in your fucking life, you know, I've just
I'm
never
staying out of
every
this,
day
man,
for
because
the
I feel
fuck,
like I'm gonna be attacked if I tell the truth about Scotty and his Mountain Dew.
I remember when Scotty was a baby.
Yeah.
You know, my mom tried to breastfeed him, and he's just like, he didn't want the titty. He's like, he pointed to the Mountain Dew. They're like, all right. And they just put a little baby with one of the nipples over the Mountain Dew can. He just
Wow.
It's basically the fucking, you know, like that red liquid from the dark sarcophagus you're always wanting to drink?
Yeah, yeah.
I think Scotty's, you know, he's
his red liquid from the dark sarcophagus is Mountain Dew code red.
I've never had a fucking Mountain Dew in my life, but a couple times.
I mean, whatever. You know, Scotty.
I mean, I feel like I'm the episode like.
Whatever, Scotty, you love Mountain Dew. You love Mountain Dew. It's just like, look.
Dude, this is like, this is insane.
I don't know why you're
all. Explain the Mountain Dew mobile sitting outside that you brought me over here.
Yeah.
Explain the Mountain Dew mobile sitting outside that you picked me up in today.
Mountain Dew.
No dude that I know has Mountain Dew decals all over their nice ass car. Like, I don't understand it, Scotty. And then, but yet you don't like Mountain Dew. Yet you drive around a giant Mountain Dew billboard.
I guess you guys are just delusional or something. I mean, I can't argue that people are crazy.
So
I can't argue with crazy people. Just move on. What I don't fucking know, dude. Yeah, okay, whatever, Paul. You're right.
I recently quit Twitter. I was just like,
is that how it went down?
I was like, you know what, Twitter? Fuck you.
Dude, you're a little banned bitch,
dude. I'm gone.
Dude, you got banned.
You got banned, bitch.
You got banned, dude. You broke the rules of Twitter, bitch.
You broke the fucking rules. This is the message I got from Twitter. Well, you know what? I should set up some context here, though, because, like, basically, I've been sitting on some consciousness-expanding substances, and...
You've been sitting on them?
I've been sitting on them, you know?
You're supposed to put those in the other end.
They work faster as a suppository.
Oh, okay.
It's like beer chugging.
I didn't know that.
You ever heard of, like, you know,
acid
blasting is what they call
acid
it.
Acid blasting?
Yeah. Okay. Whoa, dude.
Okay.
You just shove the acid tab up your ass.
Sure, you've been exploring your inner consciousness, though.
Ass blast with the acid.
But,
does.
You know, I've been waiting. I'm like, yeah, you know, I think, this, you know, tonight will be a good night. I'll just do it now. And I did it. And, because, you know, when you do that shit, it's like 12 hours at least. Of,
sure.
Like, whoa.
Yeah. And, you're strapped in.
I take it. And just as it starts hitting effect, I'm like, I'm going to tweet something real quick. And then it's like, your account has been suspended. And here's... Huh. So it's like, okay, I can't even deal with this now. Because fucking... I mean, I just... Yeah. Anyway, here's what I said. I violated the rules against hateful conduct.
Okay.
It says, you may not promote violence against, threaten, or harass other people on the basis of race, ethnicity, national origin, sexual orientation, gender identity, religious affiliation,
those are two,
age.
Gender identity two different things now?
I have no idea.
Are they two separate?
Oh, yeah. It's all separate now. Religious affiliation, age, disability, or serious disease.
Okay. So how did you do that? Let's go ahead and read it in the voice that you
TJ,
imagined
you
it was delivered.
You also attacked diseases here too.
Yeah, because I did say that white people are AIDS. So maybe I'm not. Maybe it wasn't for white people. Maybe it was for the AIDS thing. But I said white people are a disease. They are AIDS. They are a pox upon the earth, and every stinking cracker, one of them, should die of every disease at once. So, New York Times, how about a lucrative job at your paper? I think I have demonstrated the qualifications.
So, a clear joke.
Yeah, and of course, this is in reference, in case anyone out there doesn't know, there was a woman on Twitter, I guess, you know, not just on Twitter, but her name is Sarah Zhang, and she has just tons and tons and tons of tweets against white people. You know, and you could say they're jokes or whatever the fuck, it doesn't matter, but she had all these tweets that a lot of people were like, looking at this like, this seems like, you know, you couldn't get away with this if you said it about any other fucking race. You know, dumbass fucking white people marking up the internet with their opinions like dogs pissing on fire hydrants. Like, you know, if you were like, dumbass fucking black people marking up the internet with their opinions like... You know, apes smearing their shit or something. You know, that'd be totally 100% not acceptable to anybody. Are white people genetically predisposed to burn faster in the sun, thus logically being only fit to live underground like groveling goblins? # cancel white people. I can't read those little tiny ones down there.
I mean, like, here's a better example than this bitch is Donald Trump. Like, Donald Trump has threatened war and nuclear war using the Twitter platform. He has openly and nakedly obstructed justice in an ongoing federal investigation using Twitter There's no allegedly about it.
Allegedly,
a president
Paul.
Talking about somebody needing to cancel a federal investigation as it's going on when it includes him is clear fucking obstruction. He does it every day on their platform.
Oh, yeah.
But you know who's the dangerous one?
TJ Kirk.
Because he made a joke about white people directed at the New York Times for their obvious anti-white bias.
Also the guy
in
that...
an attempt to be a relevant paper again.
The snake oil salesman, Alex Jones, who is literally, you know... basically propagated the belief not only that most of the water and air you breathe, everything is polluted, everything's going to kill you. Not only all that shit, it's questioned the efficacy of all scientific, you know, study and discourse over the last almost seems like 20, 25 years. The guy that denies Sandy Hook happened said that it was a bunch of crisis actors. He's still allowed on the platform.
What about Richard Spencer? A literal fucking Nazi. A literal fucking the textbook definition of a white nationalist, ethno-nationalist Nazi. Still has his Twitter. Still telling his hate-mongering little fans where he's going to be appearing to spread more hate.
I am
Twitter
probably,
got no problem with
hey
that.
Hey, incels, listen.
I mean, like, not only were none of this bitch's tweets removed that I was parodying here, because I was obviously just as, you know, maybe she could view her thing as a satire of white people. Mine is just a satire back. So if it's acceptable for her to say it in, you know, whatever seriousness level she's saying it at, but a lot of people think she is being, you know, pretty serious here.
Why would she keep saying shit like
yeah,
this
like,
if there wasn't an element
you wouldn't
of
constantly be making jokes
like,
at
I
white
don't
people's
take,
expense.
I don't put her to some high standard that everything... She's not capable of satire as well, and she's not capable of hyperbole. Like, yeah, I don't think that she wants to actually kill all white people, probably. But to say that there's no element of seriousness behind this sentiment is just fucking retarded.
And for her to say it in seriousness and for nothing to happen to her other than her getting a job with the New York Times, and then for me to say it jokingly, poking fun at her and the New York Times, I get banned for hate speech. I'm probably the only person in the history of Twitter to ever be banned for saying anything mean about white people, and it was facetious. So that's pretty strange. But, you know, like with this, the whole Twitter thing, it was like... I had so many different emotions. Like, on one hand, I was like, you know, fuck Twitter. Because it's like, who gives a shit? It's a horrible place. You can't, it's like, you can't even fucking say anything. Like, I fucking already tiptoe on there all the time, trying to flirt with that fucking ever receding edge of what you're allowed to get away with there.
Which is shrinking every fucking day.
Right. It's always getting smaller. There's always less and less things that are actually acceptable to say.
It becomes less and less useful as a creative outlet as time goes on. Because
you
have to censor yourself.
On the other hand, I'm pissed because, you know, I'd worked for... I mean, I didn't really consider it work because it's just a fuck-around place. But, you know, I developed a following of like 108,000 or so people over there. Over the course of, you know, what I've done, and it's a nice little promotional tool and shit. And I just hate the idea that I have to go fucking begging to Twitter to let me talk to the 108,000 people who said that they wanted to hear what I had to say.
Well, this is why Twitter and all these other major social media platforms need to be subject to federal free speech regulations and shit. They are no longer a private company. Like, when the president of the United States is making policy on Twitter, that's no longer a private resource. I don't care what you are. Like, they can still make money on it and shit, but they're going to have to enforce some fucking free speech guidelines on this fucking thing. Because
yeah,
you can't restrict people access to something that the president directly fucking interacts with because they have an unpopular opinion about something or made a racist joke you don't like.
It's not even they had an unpopular opinion. That's the problem. It's a certain point of view is the only view that's being promoted. It's like, if you believe just as we do, you're promoted. You're good. If you don't, then we're just going to fucking stick you into a black hole and hope we never see you again.
You just can't do it. You cannot fucking restrict a person like TJ, who is a tax-paying fucking member of this country, access to something that the president uses to communicate with people every fucking day. You just can't. And for something he said that you misinterpreted. You just can't.
I'll tell you what,
well, that's the major argument you hear. It's like, look, these are private companies. They have the right to regulate themselves however they see fit.
See, I used to make that argument. I don't make it anymore because I've seen what Twitter has become. Like, back in the day, Twitter was something else.
I mean, like,
maybe back in the day that applied.
But what defines that?
I mean,
if
people
want, it's ubiquitous in this culture.
If people want to keep making that fucking argument about how these are private companies and they can do what they want, then they're basically saying that they're comfortable with private hands controlling public discourse.
Yeah, yeah, private
and that is bullshit.
It makes no sense. And see, Twitter wasn't always that, but it's that now. Everybody of note has a fucking Twitter.
Twitter
and,
wouldn't even be where... Google? If Twitter was this restrictive when it started, it would never where it is
This
now.
Is some shit that Alex Jones has said, but I mean, we don't know... I mean, honestly, it's definitely a possibility to some degree is that in China, Google is going to re-enter that market with a censored version of Google. And they already, I mean, like, and the question is, are they going to do that here? And I mean, when you see what they're kind of doing, just the people like you on the platform, it really does make you wonder, like, hey, is this actually a serious thing?
Another thing that I was thinking about it is, like,
the restriction of information. Had,
like,
you know what I mean?
Remember the promise of the internet back in, you know, when it was, like, new and all the news stories were covered, like, the World Wide Web. They call it surfing the net and all this.
The possibilities
it's
for information.
It's going to open up and all the people, it's going to bring everyone together. And for a while, it looked like it was kind of doing that, at least bringing them all into one place, maybe not together with one voice or anything. But now the internet is becoming, you know, resegregated where, oh, no, these opinions have to go here in this other place. I mean, also, doesn't this lead to radicalization and shit, too, when you push a bunch of people off
to the fringes?
Well, because,
like, I'm thinking about, like, if they don't let you back on, I'm done with Twitter. And it's not even like a you're my personal friend stand. It's just that's a barometer for me that I can't do what I want with Twitter. I don't even like doing Twitter in the first fucking place.
Right.
So I'm just walking. And I'm thinking about going to like gab.ai or whatever it is that all the white nationalists are using because you know what? At least over there you can say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, it's like, hey, Nazis, can I got kicked out of the tolerant zone. Can I play with you?
I don't really want to. No, I don't really want to play with them. I just want to use their platform if it's okay. I mean, I want to test the limits of their free speech.
Yeah.
You're going to let a fucking super authoritarian leftist liberal come over here and spout his
honestly,
nonsense?
Honestly, I know cryptocurrencies are down, but a lot of the Steam kind of platform and stuff. I mean, even though obviously you're not going to get anywhere near as many people on that platform.
Yeah.
I mean, what you're saying. You're saying that, like,
I just don't want it.
Who wants to be part of something where they can just pull the rug out from underneath your feet?
All of these companies.
Whatever they want.
All of these companies fucking pulled a bait and switch on the American public, the public around the globe, honestly, because they all opened up as, like, hey, say whatever the fuck you want. And that's what attracted people. And now it's like, oh, now there's a bunch of rules. And now it's corporate takeover.
Homogenized.
Dude, people have to stop using it for anything to change.
Well, no, it's true.
And if I keep using it after it's demonstrated to me directly and it impacts my life.
It's basically now the Silicon Valley culture is now clashing with, like, there's an element to that of, like, free spiritedism and like, stuff like that. And then there's an element of, like, we have to really strictly control what people are saying. People are using this for really bad things.
I mean, honestly.
And now we have to censor all these bad people.
If I got it back at this point, I think I would just post a message on there that says, hey, I can't tweet freely here anymore. I'm just going to fucking be over at Gab or whatever. And I'll put a link in my pinned tweet and I'll just use Twitter as, like, a promotional tool.
Yeah.
And just post up my videos there and that'll be it.
It might be, that's a tough thing to walk away from. See, I have 20,000 people on mine. That's not a huge thing. I mean, that's not peanuts, but you've got like 100,000 people. That's a hard thing to walk away from.
Yeah, so that's pretty lame. Here's another tweet from this bitch. I'll just read it real quick. White people have stopped breeding. You'll all go extinct soon. This was my plan all along. Ha ha ha. Evil face.
That's hilarious. This chick is awesome, dude. She's great.
I'm so glad that she's working at one of the most prestigious papers in America.
Oh, yeah.
Formerly prestigious, I guess I should say.
Daily New York Times.
All right, so let's get into some news, some actual news beyond just my personal problems. Oak Grove police officer accused of rape resigns. This is in Louisiana. That's why I pulled this. And here's the guy here. There's nothing too much to say about it. Just, I guess I'll leave you guys to figure that out.
The run-of-the-mill fucking...
Just your run-of-the-mill police that rapes
people. Yeah, I mean, like, look, you know, if they it's one of those guys where he doesn't look remarkable enough for you to remember him. You know, he's just...
Yeah, just some doughy face.
I mean, but I'm not surprised he's been accused of it just based on his look. He does look like the kind of guy that would, you know...
Well, he's been arrested and charged, so...
You know, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. He says accused of rape, resigns.
According to Louisiana State Police, 27-year-old David Tyler Boyd of Lake Province was arrested on August 6th in Oak Grove. Investigators say they received a complaint in July that a teenager had been raped by a 27-year-old man. The rape allegedly happened. Wait, did they say that in the call? It's like, okay. He was 27. I know that much. The rape allegedly happened in East Carroll Parish. Don't know where that is. State police say that they believe Boyd had sex with a teenager. KNOE has learned that Boyd was a police officer at the time of the alleged rape, but has since resigned.
Damn.
Boyd has been charged with second-degree rape. He was transferred to Riverbend Correctional
Center.
Second-degree
rape?
Yeah, second-degree rape, you know.
What?
I don't know. I don't know what the degrees of rape are.
Isn't... If it's like murder, then I think it's like...
I wish we had a lawyer we could just call
like,
up.
Isn't the difference like first degree is like when you premeditate?
Yeah, I think it's something? Like a matter of premeditation, or whether you plan to do it, or if you just like went rape crazy.
Yeah, I guess he just saw this teenage girl and was like, I will rape you
like,
now.
First degree murder is like, man, I gotta kill Paul for the life insurance. Like second degree murder is like, man, Paul just pissed me off just now, so I'm gonna bludgeon him with a hammer, you know? So.
Yeah.
I don't know what third degree is, though.
Isn't that much like negligence or something?
Yeah. Like, so what would second degree rape be?
I don't know.
Be
second
like
degree rape is like
tripping on a piece of ice and your boner slips into somebody.
Well, no,
accidentally.
That'd be third degree rape. Second degree rape would be like if you just see the bitch and you're like, you know what, I'm gonna rape her. But you got to decide in
oh,
that moment for it to be second. But if you got the duct tape and all your like rape tools with you, you know, and you
right.
show up, then you it's just, like, okay, that's first. Well,
I don't really see much kit. Of a difference between just pouncing on somebody and raping them.
Yeah,
and
I don't really know why premeditation is so important in terms
especially
of legal,
in rape.
Yeah, for rape especially. I guess for murder,
I mean,
maybe, like, because, you know,
we don't really know.
Someone might be, you know, I guess you could make some sort
the
of allowance for, like, okay,
shit.
He got enraged. Maybe there's even
well,
something
well,
the other
there's
person
a, there's
did
a big difference,
like
you said, you plan to kill Paul, and then you get in a car, and then you and Paul get into a fight, and you one-shot Paul, and he just breaks his neck when he falls.
Yeah, like, maybe I just, there's been cases where someone, like, punches someone in the face, and they fall, and they hit their head, and they die, you know?
Yeah.
And it can happen. So, you know,
clearly
stuff
the punch
like that.
Wasn't intended to kill. It was, you know,
I mean, it
so you gotta allow for that in the law. But I just don't understand
with
how
rape.
That,
I mean, you know,
how
you
that
still
works
made that
rape.
Decision. You know,
yeah, you still gotta penetrate someone against their will. So it's just like there's no accidental rape ever. I don't think.
Whoops, whoopsie daisy, and I'm just gonna keep going. Accidentally slipped into that pussy for just a second. All right. Florida man arrested for practicing karate by kicking swans in the head.
What a fucking idiot.
Does he not look exactly like you'd expect?
He looks like a chimp.
He looks like someone's like, remember...
I can say that because he's a white dude.
You remember
he
in,
looks like a chimp.
Remember in Alien Resurrection with the all the botched Ripley clones?
Yes.
This guy looks like...
Unfortunately, yes.
This guy looks like a botched David Draymond clone or something.
I was thinking a botched Joe Rogan clone.
Yeah, I could see that.
But I see them both, dude.
Wah! All right.
I imagine him karate.
I'm
the
kicking
fucking...
swans with the foot of mine lately in the park. A Florida man interested in karate is alleged to have found an elusive and illegal target for his kicks, bird faces. Last week, the Orlando Sentinel reported that Rocco Joseph Mantella was arrested for practicing karate by kicking swans in the head at a park. I don't think Mr. Miyagi would have endorsed
you know what,
that. Method.
You know what I bet, too? I bet this guy's not a virgin. Even though there's a guy like this in the world, like just looking at this guy, I bet you he's gotten laid more than like so many fucking people.
Some bitch is like, ooh, I
these,
like the way
like,
he kicks them
like these
swans.
Incels, dude. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't show these incels to never get laid. It's like, dude, look, I bet you this guy has probably gotten laid. He probably got laid right before he did this.
You fucking get up and get the swans with the kickness. According to Orange County, Florida. Swans. According to Orange County, Florida arrest, David Mantella was spotted by a few witnesses around 9:30 a.m. So he woke up first thing
saying,
and started
like,
kicking swans.
He got his cardio in, dude. He's like, I want to learn karate, man. I want to beat the shit out of some fucking swans.
First
today.
Thing when I wake up, I kick a swan right in its beak. Someone saw him kick one swan in the head and another in the butt.
What a
while
piece of shit.
Practicing karate. His
put
kicks were
put this guy
enough.
In jail. Make him grow his eyebrows back.
Why would you kick a swan, dude? If he said he, you know what? If he said he kicked some geese are annoying.
Well,
as
you
shit.
Have to kick a goose.